just a great example of how in a very short period of time, a fundamental way in which we do life has changed. And what you have probably heard Bill say this morning is, we're, this epic season is changing the way we live, changing the way we do life. So we need to begin, I believe, to understand how to lead change. One particular aspect of that, which I think is really important, is to make sure, and feel free, by the way, you're open to put your hands up and ask questions. I'm good with that, just in case you all suddenly got locked into what I'm saying and forgot that I said that. But one important thing, you see, a lot of the time, when as soon as you start using the administrative term, to be honest, a lot of people end up thinking, you know, you're going to bring kind of, everything's going to be in nice, neat rows and boxes and all that kind of stuff. Now, I do some of that. I really do some of that. But it's a mistake to leave it there. Because I haven't really refined this properly in my head yet. I'm working on it as a definition. But really, order in the kingdom is not about the moment. It isn't as about the moment. I believe it is a dynamic relationship between heaven and earth and yesterday and tomorrow. And therefore, it looks different in different moments. It's moving, which means we need to understand the times. We need to understand this moment, this season, this time in which we live. And we need to be looking and going, what does heaven say about this time in which we live? What does yesterday say about this? What can we learn about it from yesterday? And where are we heading for tomorrow? And I believe that divine order is much more about that. Now, it might include some boxes and some charts and some tidy stuff like that, so to speak. But we will get into trouble if we think that that's what order is. Order is it's a dynamic relationship, I believe, that involves heaven and earth, yesterday and tomorrow. And obviously, this moment in time, understanding this moment in time. So just understanding that is really important. Because otherwise what we will end up is, we will end up with the notion that somebody who has a gift of administration has permission to kind of put all these constraints and rules around stuff instead of stepping into that dynamic relationship. See, the gift of administration, which for me very much includes change leadership, change management, as I hope you understand, steering towards the vision, leading change, managing change. Some of you, hopefully, with the gift of administration, might even come alive this afternoon and realize that that's what you're on the planet for. So what happens is that administration that is not married to the supernatural.